Hello, chat. We are back with another episode.
Hi, chat.
November. It is right before Faith's birthday when you are listening to this, if you're listening to this when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Comes out before Faith's birthday, but today we're recording on
November 5th, election
day. Happy election day.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Really crazy stuff. Really eventful couple of weeks we've got.
And all
up.
Three of us did vote.
Yep.
Just so we're clear, the last podcast, I did not know where my ballot was. I found it, filled it out, turned it in.
Nice.
I had mine filled out for a while, but I hadn't dropped it off. And I did drop it off hours ago.
Me too.
Simply just a few hours before this.
Yeah.
Felt really good. Very satisfying.
Yeah. Last night,
did my civic duty.
I sat down. I found the voter guide I wanted to. I went through everything. I looked at all the stuff, even like the local stuff, trying to figure out, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm such an adult.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I will say this election, and maybe I've just like gotten more used to like what voting is like, but I feel like the first time that I voted, I was like, you know, looking up every single person. I feel like there were a lot more things. Yeah, there were a lot more things.
Yeah, like six
on
or eight
ballot.
Pages.
This one, I felt like not only were there less things on the ballot, but also there was a lot of things were kind of like cut and dry. I was like, oh, there's actually not that much for me to know about this, because sometimes, like, especially on the propositions or the measures, it would be like, who's for this? And they're like, the Firefighters Association, Nurses of America, Women and Children, and all things good. And then the detractors were like, Taxpayers Association.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so I know who I'm with.
As soon as I saw the fireman report, I was like, yes.
Yeah, no, literally.
I'll say yes to that one.
Yeah.
And they said, this one gives money to people.
Yeah.
I said,
they were like, hey,
yes.
This one means people are going to have houses to live in.
Mm-hmm. I said,
and I was like,
I say
yeah,
yes
right.
to that one.
Yeah, no.
I think I would be okay with that.
Yeah. No, great. Another one was like, oh, this one is going to be like worse punishment for drug related crimes. And I was like, oh, guess what?
No. I saw the trail. I was like,
I got this one.
Absolutely.
No, I was like, I got this, guys. I don't need a voter guide.
Yeah.
No, me too.
Yeah, and then a lot of the people too, it was just like Democrat, Republican,
like
one or
take
the other.
A guess.
And I was like, I was like, I'll give you one guess.
Yeah,
but
good. I'm glad we all got that figured out
and felt
confident about our choices and turned it in.
Yeah, I also think what I've been seeing too from a lot of people online in this current voting and election cycle is like voting is just the beginning, which I think is very true. Like voting is like, you know, truly the bare minimum of what you can do. It's like a way that you can have a choice and like make, you know, what you want heard. But also it's like there are other things that you can do in your community that I feel like, especially when it's like more local, that's really important too, is like being involved in like what's going on, not only in the White House, but also like what's going on in your neighborhood and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound so silly, but I did take a walk in my neighborhood the other day and I really felt like, my neighbors, like people were out walking, like I just felt so connected.
Yes.
And I literally didn't even talk to anybody. I was just in my neighborhood, like seeing people, like
playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I was playing Pokemon Go actually, and we can talk about that, but it was so cute. I saw people like setting up their Christmas lights. There were a couple people on bikes, somebody was walking their dog. Like it was just nice to see like people
out and about,
I guess.
Love
yeah
it.
And
yeah.
So it just made me feel that much more like, oh, I want everybody to have this.
Have a house.
Like, have a house, have a neighborhood, like have people out and about and just like, you know, living their lives. And like, isn't that so crazy? I'm like, I hope everyone can have a house one day and have shelter and just community and
be able to go for a walk in a safe neighborhood.
Exactly. And yeah, isn't that the American dream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Anyway.
I was gonna say something else.
We're talking about voting.
I was gonna say that as much as Faith, I totally agree with the you know, it's the bare minimum, you know, we're all doing it. This is super important. I also think that we need to remember that like we did all we can do for this voting, for this election, because I've just seen so many people have so much anxiety about today.
Yeah.
And like, that's totally reasonable, but also like, you know,
it's
going to be
like,
what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And we have done what we can do.
I also feel like I wasn't anxious and I was trying to figure out why. And I think it's just like, if it's something that's out of my control to a certain extent, I have to just be like, you know what? After this, we're all going to still look out for each other
just,
as much as we can.
Yeah, it's true.
As much as we can
I
do.
I completely agree.
Like, you should find comfort in the fact that you've done what you can do. And then now you just have to sit back and wait. But I had several people at work today, like, come up to the counter and order and just be like, oh, make it a large one. You know, today's going to be rough.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
Are we really, like, going home and sitting in front of the TV stressing?
Yeah.
Well, like, I think also maybe it might be for some people, if they're not, like, voting by ballot or mail-in or whatever, like, going to the polls, I'm sure, is also just a crazy experience. Personally, I've always been an absentee voter because that's just how I registered. But I can imagine that, like, going there, waiting in line for hours, trying to make sure you, like, are voting the right thing while you're there in a booth, like, would be very stressful.
Yeah.
And also, like, another thing, too, is, like, I feel like we've mentioned about this before, too, but, like, you know, voting isn't always it's not really made to be super accessible. Like, it's made to paint the picture of accessibility, like with the mail-in ballots for like COVID especially, but it's really not that accessible to everyone. And so I also think that it's the bare minimum. We should all do it. We should all do our best to like vote and be a part of that. But, you know, especially like, you know, like we talked about this before too, that like places that don't have like traditional addresses, like especially on reservations and stuff, they can't, it's so much harder for them to register to vote because they don't have an address. And that's something that like people are like, oh, you don't have it, you can't vote. Yeah. And it's like, you know, there's just a lot of things. And, you know, getting to a polling place or like registering for the mail-in ballot or like changing it up if you like were an in-person voter and wanted to change it. Like,
I thought that after COVID, they made everybody absentee automatically, right?
Just in California.
Oh, just in California?
I think so.
Wow. Okay. Well, I was going to say that since 2020, since I've been getting the in-mail ballots, I've been using those and filling them out and then just dropping them off at the ballot boxes. But before that, Thomas and I would go and vote together.
That's right.
We voted together like two or three times.
Yeah, the first time we had, I had like a little ink, like pen thing. The second time it was on like a little tablet thing. And then by the third time I had to do the mail-in voting,
So I've had
a bunch of experiences
in
voting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, and also the first time that you and I went, I think that we were still voting when there was only one day to vote.
Yeah.
The second time we went like a week before. Yes. And at that point they had extended the voting period where you could go. And that was really fun because it was so like easy. We got to walk right up. Everybody helping us was so kind. And we did it like a week before.
Because the first time we had to go to two different places wherever they told us to go. And the second time it was like, oh, you can go to like much more places.
Because
so
even
we
though
together.
Thomas and I lived like three blocks apart, we were in separate voting like territories or whatever.
Oh, that makes sense. That stuff is crazy.
I remember my parents too, like having to walk to where their specific address is like supposed to vote. So I think even over the last apparently like 4 years, things have become more accessible. Not accessible enough.
No. Right.
I saw some ballots getting rejected, and I think the idea was that younger voters, their signatures weren't matching their licenses.
Oh.
And people were saying that when I think a certain group of teenagers started getting their licenses, it was when the DMV started using those like pads to like sign online or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. Oh, speaking of driver's licenses, I have to renew my driver's license.
Mine's expired.
Oh, it is already?
It expired on my birthday.
On your birthday. Ooh.
Don't tell anyone, guys.
I got my new one as soon as I could, as soon as I remembered to get it before it expired.
I have to do it because I was going to get the real ID, but then it was like, oh, you have to go there.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I got my real ID a minute ago, I guess.
Well, also,
we need it by 2025.
I mean, we need it, but they keep saying that.
No, but for flying, girl.
Yeah, but you can still use your passport.
They had been saying that for a while. I feel like that you need it for flying, and it hasn't been affecting us yet.
Well, I think by 2025 is what they said. You need it to fly by 2025.
They're saying that because if you fly domestically, you don't need a passport. You just need your driver's license. But a regular driver's license isn't going to cut it anymore. You need a, quote, real ID.
Yeah.
But you can still use your passport for a domestic flight and not a real ID.
So much better. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can I use a passport for a domestic flight?
Yeah, you can. It's just they need that, you know, a form of ID.
Yeah,
and they
so
want to make it complicated.
This is going to be easier than a passport, theoretically. Is that true?
I think yes, because...
standardized.
It's more standardized, and it's also easier to get a driver's license than a passport,
exactly.
Or it doesn't take as long. But I remember that my parents, like, they had all the paperwork. They were going to get their real IDs. Like, I think I can't remember if it was before COVID or, like, maybe, like, a little bit after it started. But they, like, went out to like Lake Isabella or something. They went so far to like this DMV because they were like, it's going to be empty, no one's going to be there, we're going to get in. They had an appointment for their real ID thing, and then they got there and they were like, oh, we don't do that after like 4 p.m. or something. And they're like, what are you talking about, we have an appointment for this. And they're like, no, don't do it, we don't do it.
Yeah.
And so they were like, screw this, and they didn't
after
get and they
4
didn't
PM.
Get it, something like that. It was some bogus kind of like, oh, sorry, it's too late, like we're too close to closing. And I was like, that sucks. But yeah,
God,
so,
I'm so
anyway, you
it.
Can still use a passport if so don't panic too much, Rose.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Really makes me feel good.
Okay, good.
I just am sick of... I'm sick of being an adult.
I know.
And I'm also sick of saying that because I feel like I keep saying that. And it's like, I'm really not complaining because I love my job. I love my life. I love my friends. Everything's good. My head is above water. Like, we're fine. It's just exhausting.
There's just a lot of stuff.
Exhausting, to be in charge of everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making the appointments. Next year, I'm off my parents' insurance.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a couple weeks away from
being. Yeah, literally. Like, it's just, like, there's so much to keep track of. And it's fine. Again, all good. I'm blessed to have insurance right now. And, like, I'm not trying to complain, but oh my
gosh. No, but it's just, it's like, it can be so overwhelming.
I
know, too.
I'm really hoping, I'm going to make it happen, actually. Not hoping, I'm going to do it.
Period.
When this next year, when I'm 25 and I'm my last year on my insurance, I'm going to just try to do everything. Mm. I'm like, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to go to the dentist. I'm going to get my eyes checked. I'm going to get my real ID. I'm going to do everything I can and just like at least set myself up for success in some aspect, you know?
I thought I was going to do that and I didn't.
Damn.
You still have 2 more weeks, girl.
Right, right.
I have 2 weeks to go to every doctor that I've ever had. Yeah.
You got 11 days, girl.
Yeah.
No, you have 30 minutes?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
No.
Well, I'm going to try to do it.
That's how it goes. I hope you do. Girl. Yeah. I hope you do. I really hope you do.
You know, I'll try. I do have to go to the eye doctor, though. Okay, we never talked about what tea we're drinking. That's because we're not drinking tea. Only I am. And I'm drinking a chai tea from my work. Mm-hmm. It's really delicious.
Yum. I'm just drinking water.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even drinking anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just vibing.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
We're going to have a really vibey day today.
That was our intro, was just that whole.
I guess so, yeah.
We went straight into Happy Election Day. This is what I think about this. And this is what you should do. And I need a real ID. And also, Faith's birthday is in 11 days.
Yep. And I think we've actually, I think we can wrap it up there.
Yeah. I think we're good to go.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Okay.
No, all right, really bye.
Okay. So I want to talk about something.
You go. Yeah.
So I've been doing this journaling challenge. Okay, it's by an influencer named Eli Rallo, and I've talked about her before on the podcast, actually like last week or the week before or something. And she's doing a notebook November challenge, and it's just basically telling people, or like hoping that people can fall in love with journaling this month. And I love journaling, I've always loved journaling, but I also love a challenge. So I was like, let me partake. And I've just really enjoyed it so far. I feel like I have a new notebook that I've been writing in and using a new pen, so that's always fun. And the prompts have been just, I don't know, I just love reflecting.
That's so fun.
You know, one of the first things she wants you to do is write out like a bunch of goals that you have, and it's short term, medium term, long term. And that can mean anything for whatever, like however you want it to be. So for me, I did like goals for the next year, the next 5 years, and the next 10 years.
Nice.
And that's how she starts the journal. So she wants you to like look back at that in 5 or 10 years and see how far you've come and whatever goals you've accomplished, you know. And then she just goes into talking about like, you know, what things brought you joy when you were a child that you maybe don't have as much access to right now, and what are things that bring you joy now, and then how can you bring things from your childhood into your life right now. And so that was a really fun exercise to do, because I feel like I have a lot of things that bring me joy, but it was specifically fun to think about what I did when I was a kid and like what was fun back then that I haven't done for a while.
Absolutely.
You know, that was super interesting. And then one of the prompts, also it's literally like the fifth, so there's only been a few prompts so far, but one of the other ones was to journal about somebody that you admire and just like their like lifestyle, you know, how they eat, what you admire about them, what do they bring to a room, like what are you wanting that this person has, basically. And it can be anybody. It can be parasocial relationships, somebody that you've never met, or it can be like a friend or a family member, whatever. And then you talk about those certain, you know, attributes that they have that you want, and then you talk about like what things you can do to help like incorporate that into your life, and like, is there stuff that's attainable right now? Is there something that you can do tomorrow that could help you be more like this person that you really admire? And it's just more fun.
My journaling is like the complete opposite of that. Like, if
that's what I was gonna say.
Is but like, I wouldn't like that. I don't think,
really,
because I'm like, my journaling is so focused on how I can be in the present and how to like love the things that are already around me and surrounded by. Like, my journaling is far more gratitude journaling than it is.
No,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, looking for things I'm looking for, whatever.
I just feel like my
or thinking about the future or the past, either.
Yeah.
I try to keep that out of my.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to journal.
Safe space.
Yeah. Just talk about like what happened today or what's going on right now.
Right, right.
But I feel like my journal is so unstructured. Like, I just like write things, but I don't have a certain time of day that I write. I don't like, I write in a bunch of different notebooks and I write random things. Sometimes I'm really happy and sometimes I'm really sad. And that is, you know, like a relief, and it feels good, and there's nothing wrong with that journaling, but I just am really liking having questions to answer.
Do you have the journal app on your phone?
No.
I feel like I got it like automatically. It might be like an iPhone app or something.
Probably.
It's, you know, my iPad. It like does like, if I go out, it'll be like, do you want to journal about this place that you went, or about like this picture that you took?
Cute.
And it'll like send me notifications. And so I like that too. I like using that for my phone.
That's fun.
I've never heard of that. That's so cute.
I don't know how I got it. Kind of like... Someone put it on my phone. Yeah. The FBI agent is listening. Yeah.
No, I like that too. I think I maybe am kind of in between both of you, because I think I like to journal about just like what my days are, because especially like when I'm traveling, I think that's when I journal the most is like I do like a travel journal. Like, here's what we did this day and like here's where we went, because, you know, it could be like the most incredible trip I've ever had. And then I get home and I'm like, yeah, it was really fun. And we went this one place, and, you know, and so yeah. I feel like it's so easy to kind of like forget. And yeah. so I like to journal about it and like remember. Mm-hmm. And so like sometimes some of my old journals are just like, I'm sitting by the window in the cafe and I'm having a chai latte and
mm-hmm. there's a breeze
and there's a breeze and Rose is doing her homework and like, you yeah. know, it's just like I'm saying, like narrating yeah. what's happening. And like I would write letters to like Rose and Thomas and like my other friends, like when I was in college mm-hmm. and like during COVID and stuff too. And I think it was the same kind of stuff. I think I was yeah. just like, I'm in my room and I just watched this movie and yeah. later today I'm going to have this for dinner.
Which is nice though,
which
still.
I think is nice because it's like grounding. And like when I look back at it, I get to be like, oh, like this is what I was doing and like this is what I was looking forward to. Like yeah. I think last year or a couple years ago, I wrote down just like a list of like all the things that I was looking forward to in the next couple months because I had a bunch of stuff lined up. Like I think I had a couple of trips coming up. I had concerts coming up. I think like maybe there was holidays or like birthdays or something, but I just like wrote down a bunch of stuff and I was like, I can't wait for all these things to happen. Whoa. And it was really fun. Yeah. And so I feel like I like to do some of that kind of stuff. And like, I think sometimes I do like to write about like, oh, here's like things that I want to incorporate in my life or like change or whatever. But I think I don't base it in like other people because I think that is a slippery slope for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't really want to like talk about like other people I want to be like. I think I more just want what I want to see reflected in myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I guess I just base it more personally than externally.
Yeah. 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 I think all types of journaling are good. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love all different types of journaling. It's just been very enjoyable.
Writing prompts and stuff like that is also just fun to be able to
mm-hmm.
learn how to talk about things.
Well, yeah. exactly. Yeah. And also
and learn how to English.
I feel like I have so many of those journals that have prompts in them mm-hmm. and you can like, you know, like I got you guys the burn mm-hmm. this book thing.
Yeah. Wreck
and
this
those
journal.
Are fun. Like they're cute or whatever, but I feel like sometimes they're super overwhelming and it's mm-hmm. like, it's just like a lot and it's fun, but there's also just so many different things and so many different pages and stuff. So I'm also really liking that this is a journal prompt that I'm getting once a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm like, I did this one and the next day there's going to be one thing for yeah. me to do. And she, you know, she encourages you to like write several pages, which is also something that I don't normally do. I feel yeah. like I write like half a page or a few sentences and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna call it a day. So I also feel like it's getting me out of my comfort zone mm-hmm. and I'm writing more about things. And it's just really enjoyable, you know?
Do you remember those like threads that were like every day this month is going to be like a prompt and you have to choose a song that like makes you think of that or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what I like doing.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I know. I think we talked about this too after we saw Hozier the second time. We were like, we're going to make a page with just all our favorite mm-hmm. Hozier lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like what I started doing, not only with Hozier lyrics, but every now and then there's a line in a song that I'm just like, I love that so much. And like I was looking just recently, I was on Pinterest and I love seeing people's not only their art but also just like editing and like collaging kind of styles. And
me
like
too.
Especially in like a lot of like K-pop spheres, they'll like edit like photo shoots that like groups have done and like, you know, make them their own. And I love seeing those. There's a couple people that I just started following because I loved seeing it all chopped up. Like it's all just like super collagey scrapbook style. And sometimes they'll have like lyrics over it. And that was very inspiring mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. So I really liked that. But you guys, I want to share because I just saw, I was literally scrolling and I don't even know what platform I was on. I was just doing it. And there was this like writing advice kind of thing that came up. And it was so interesting. And I wish I could remember who posted it or who started it or what. But it was this idea that like if you're describing like what a character is doing, or especially like in fiction, I think it was like if you're writing something like that, it was like don't use any words that are like thought or knew or think or like felt or like anything that was like kind of first person like experience, like tangible like that. Instead just describe what's yeah. happening. So instead of like, what were the examples,
like, it was instead of like the apple felt soft.
No, it was more like it instead was like, from, like person based.
Yeah, instead of being like it felt cold or he felt cold, you'd be like the wind
yes,
outside.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, she hated him. And instead of that, it's like every time he walked into the room, she ground her teeth.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Stuff like that where it was more describing. Or it's like, oh, he wondered if she really liked her. And it's like yeah. he would wait by the phone. Uh-huh. And, like, he would do that.
I feel like
and
I've so, noted that when I read stuff, but I've never
yes,
heard it like explained.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so reading that, I was like, whoa, that mm-hmm. changed everything for me.
Love
so now
that.
I feel like I'm starting to like pick it out when I am reading mm-hmm. books and stuff. I'm like, ooh, this is interesting. And so I don't know, that's maybe something to
yeah.
incorporate in a prompt because I think that's like kind of a fun way also if I'm journaling because I do feel like I like to say like, oh, this is how I'm feeling today. And I can be like, oh, this is what's happening. And then
I feel or I knew or I thought.
Which I think is still good because you should be talking about like what you're feeling or whatever. But it also might be fun to kind of go into like, oh, here's what happened. And like,
so you don't.
Because you know how you feel about that. Exactly. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And then the other thing too is that I really want to get a Hobonichi planner, which is like this Japanese little tiny planner. And I see people decorate them because they can put like a little clear like case over it and like put all these kinds of stickers in it. And I really want one. And I also feel like now I'm part-time at my job, guys. I can't remember if I announced that, if that was true the last time we recorded. But I'm part-time now instead of just on call, which is really fun. So now I have like a regular schedule. And like
you started part-time?
Yeah. And so I have new stuff. And so now it would be nice to have a planner so I can just put all my calendar, like all my scheduled stuff in there.
Is your schedule the same?
Like, is she didn't really have a schedule before.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, I mean, but like part-time, is it like week to week the same days? Oh,
going forward? For the most part, yes. There's 3 days that I'm like regularly scheduled for. And then there's like other days where it's like, oh, if you need to like shift this around. Like I requested my birthday off because Fridays are one of the days that I was going to be regular on. And I was like, great. And then I sat down with my supervisor and I was like, hey, I would love to not work this day. Yeah. She was like, yeah. Got it.
That's great. Yeah. My schedule is different every single week.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I kind of did that on purpose. I could ask my boss like, hey, can I have a little bit of consistency?
And you get like, how much advanced time? Like, do you get 2 weeks of the schedule
or a month?
Oh, I get
it like 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. Okay. Like, okay. I'm set. I'm not complaining about it. It's just like, I never know what
you
time
just don't
I work.
Know. Yeah.
I always like, I put it in my Google Calendar, obviously, but I have often put it in wrong and shown up to work when I was not on the schedule and shown up an hour late and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So I've just gotten into the habit of checking the night before.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I'm like, I can check my calendar as much as I want, but I have to check the app that all my coworkers have.
Yeah. I feel like I can keep like maximum like a week's worth of schedule like in my head. Like work or like anything. Yeah. At one time, like that's it. So if it's more than that, out it doesn't exist to me yet. Sorry.
Yeah, my that's Google Calendar is like my lifeline.
Yeah,
and I feel like I have a physical planner, but I go back and forth like with using it because like sometimes it's not convenient. Like I don't have time to sit down every night and like write out like what's going on the next day or whatever.
I have my planner calendar, and then I have Google Calendar and I have my notes app, and those are the three that I wish I could do it all in one place. That's easy, but those
but
are my three things
that
I need.
Like having a planner would be very convenient for like me to see it laid out physically and like, you know, be able to decorate it and write it in cute marker and stuff. But my Google Calendar is very accessible for you guys in Austin to always know like my work schedule and like what's going on. And it's just like what I always reference, you know, so I default to that.
Yes, I like having all of it because I like that I not only have both of your schedules and our Google Calendars all shared, but also locations because I can just see where you are.
Like, I know exactly what
what you're doing. Yeah, exactly. I think when I went, this was long enough ago I talked about it, but my friend Roman and I went to the Huntington, and as we were driving out, we like pass by where Rose works. Mm. And I was like, I bet Rose is there right now. I was like, I'm pretty sure she's working right now. And I looked over to see if I could see her car. And I think you were maybe parked down the street because I couldn't see it. But I just checked your location. I didn't even look at the Google Calendar. I was like, she's right there. She's 30 feet away.
Sometimes my parents stop by and they're like, we didn't see your car. I'm like, you guys both have my location.
Yeah.
Sorry, boomers. But yeah. Love.
Nice. All right, everyone get a planner and everyone vote.
Maybe I will get a like a writing prompt journal, and then I'll just answer it with lyrics or song titles.
Oh, that
or
would
something.
Be so
that's
fun.
That's beautiful.
You can only use like music.
Yeah, because you know how we talked about before, like all the different like Spotify, like Receiptify things, where they just show you your data in fun different ways. Maybe that's what your journal should be. Yeah. It's just like different ways of like, ooh, what song makes you feel like this picture, or like, oh, if you had to create, like a receipt of like, you know, your most listened to or. Something like that.
The other
that
thing
would be
about
fun.
Like journaling and like writing stuff down physically is that it just feels productive. Even if I'm writing nonsense or I'm writing about something else or I'm writing about stupid things, it's like seeing a page that I have like put in time and effort into writing and looking nice and putting my thoughts into cohesive sentences is like, I don't know, it just feels good. Yeah. I feel like, okay, I've reflected, I can sleep well tonight, you know?
That and also I love a good junk journal spread, honest, because I have a little pile right now by my desk of like just random little papers that I haven't used yet. And I have like a shelf full of them and like a like folder full of stickers that I haven't used, like so many. I actually just need to sit down and like make a huge massive collage with all of it because I just have so much junk. But it's so fun because I'm like, there was this TikTok that my mom saw, I think, first. She loves TikTok.
She does.
She saw this one. I think she sent it to us, but it was like this guy, he was like doing woodworking and it was like the scrap end of like the piece of wood that he was working on. And so instead of throwing, he's like about to throw it away in the video. And then he's like, it has potential. And he puts it back up on the shelf. And that's how I feel all the time with everything. And so now we just say that back and forth to each other. If we're like about to throw something, but it has potential. You never know when you're going to need it. Cause sometimes it does work out. Sometimes you're like, this is the perfect thing that I wanted and needed.
I become such a hoarder though.
It's hard.
I don't. Yeah. Well, and also like we're keeping like a few pieces of paper.
I have like empty boxes at my house and I'm like, but it's pretty.
Oh, God, do you know what I have? I have empty, like every cute, like drink bottle that I've ever had is like on the floor in my room because I've been, you know, having a mission of like folding paper cranes. Mm-hmm. And so I like having clear glass vessels to put them in. And so now I have probably like
just empty bottles.
Eight empty bottles like right by my desk that are empty because I haven't folded enough paper cranes to fill them yet. But I can't throw them away.
I keep it for like a week and I'm like, oh my God, so cute. And then like it falls over or something. Yeah. Or like the plant that I'm propagating. How do you guys say bees without popping them?
Propagating.
I just gotta blend it into the next letter.
And when she does it, she has to go propagating.
Okay.
When I'm out propagating,
the plants that I'm propagating,
the plants that I'm growing in a bottle.
Exactly. They die, then I throw the bottle away.
Yeah. Sometimes I keep some because I have one of the little notebooks that I have is just full of like little paintings of like things that I have. So like I've painted like a chip bag and like I painted like this pretty soap wrapper. Mm-hmm. And like, so I do have some bottles because I have like one of like a cool can that looked nice. So I have a couple that are just on my desk empty because I want to paint them and haven't. But also, yeah, sometimes it's like you can still use them for something good, like put little paper cranes in it or you can put like flowers in it. You could just put like regular dried flowers or something. You don't even have to propagate in it.
Yeah, I also just think that...
You can also throw them away and not listen to me.
I also think that, like, decorating your space and curating your house or your room or whatever space you're in over a long period of time is something so, like, important and necessary and also makes the house feel, like, loved and lived in. So I also think that, like, having these bottles that, like, you're saving is, like, really cute and it makes it homey. And also, like, in the future, if you find a bigger and more beautiful bottle, maybe you throw one of those ones away.
Yeah.
You know, I also just think just because you're, like, enjoying these now and stuff doesn't mean that, like, oh my gosh, I have to keep these 8 bottles in my room forever.
Yeah, so true.
You know? I think it's such a journey and I feel like I've learned that as I've moved into my new space with Austin and stuff, where I was just talking to Thomas and Faith about Christmas decorations before this, because I just put away all of my Halloween stuff and got out my Christmas box and I was like, oh, there's like 2 things in here. I had like 1 blanket and 1 pillow. And so I was like, dang, I wish I had more Christmas stuff to put out. But also, thank God I didn't get like a bunch of cheap stuff last year that I hate now. You know? I have 2 things that like, yeah, I really like. And this year I'll get like a cookie jar and a tree and next year I'll get 2 more things, you know, and you build a collection of like loved items over time. And that is just so beautiful. I want to write a book about it.
I would actually love to talk about this because I feel like I've been seeing a lot of and I think we all have like on social media. Was it like the Jane Birkin bag that was like the charm bag that everybody started going crazy for? Okay. I want to talk about this because I've been seeing lots of really good takes on this too, but I do feel like, you know, having like phone charms or like lots of keychains or like lots of little baubles and like doodads and trinkets has been very much like on trend like recently, like in the last like year or so, which is like great because I love that vibe and I have so many trinkets and keychains and whatever. But I also feel like there has been a big like emergence of like buying things pre-made that way, like a bag that has a bunch of charms on it, or like buying a charm bracelet that has already been made, or like buying like a haul, like a pack of like random keychains. Mm-hmm. And it's like
you can't
fake it. You can't shortcut taste, you guys.
That's true.
You really can't, because also part of the reason that the keychains and like the baubles are fun are because they're things you've collected and like mm-hmm. have a sentimental mm-hmm. value with.
Or
because
made or spent a little bit
or
extra
made
money
or someone
on,
else
or
gave to you or yeah, you saved up for it. Or
you know, it
yes.
has to have a special.
There's like a little story in it. Like memory. I was clearing out, I think about this day actually so often, but I was clearing out a bunch of like my old drawers from like childhood and stuff. And I found so many fun little trash keys that I was like, oh, I missed having this. And like, I remember, you know, like when I got this or like who gave it to me or, you know, like I remember putting it in this little box and like saving it. And like now I pulled them back out. Like I have a couple charms that I like put back on my, like I have a little lamp that has a lot of like weird little protrusions, I guess, that I can like hang stuff from. And so I have a million little like keychains and like whatever on them just because I've started accumulating them. But I didn't just go out and get them because I wanted it. Like I do
you
want them, and I do that separately, yeah. like all
no,
the time
but
for sure.
Buy, like,
but it's
a
like
keychain group together.
Yeah, exactly.
Already, like,
yeah,
made it and like fit each other.
Yes,
fit the aesthetic of the keychain or whatever.
Yes, it's like things that like accumulated. Yeah,
I also think having it curated to your specific style is like so important.
Yes, oh,
having things
let's
that
talk
are
about
in
that.
Your favorite color and your favorite handwriting and your favorite artist.
Yes.
Like it has to be like something it's that's
like it's
like
something
special
that's
to
it's
you.
Like it takes time, especially because like I feel like there's tons of stuff that like. That I looked through in those drawers and was like, ugh, you know, like, don't care about this anymore. Like, that was, you know, like, something I don't yeah. need to hang on to. Like, it wasn't a memory or whatever. And then there's other stuff that I did. And, like, another thing, too, is that, like, it does take trial and error, too. Because I feel like the other thing is, like, if I'm scrolling on Instagram or scrolling on Pinterest, sometimes something really cute will pop up or, like, an outfit or, like, an art style. And someone will be like, what's this art style called? Or, like, what's this kind of core? Or, like, what's this? And it's, like, people just want a shortcut having, like, a...
Yeah,
like
a way
style
to
and like
it.
A way to achieve it and like look up like, oh, this kind of like, you know, aesthetic. And it's like the reason that that looks so good and like you want it is because somebody like put thought into it and like developed it over time.
And
it
was and a lot of a high effort.
It, yeah, there was a lot of effort. And it's like, oh, yeah, like maybe it was expensive, but it was like probably brought, you know, it stretched out over time. It's like I'm sure. Like I think about this sometimes, too, that like, oh, if I was gonna like buy like a whole new closet or something. The way that would be hundreds of thousands of dollars probably. And like even now it probably has like a cumulative cost that much, but it's like spread out over like my lifetime of like being in middle school to now probably buying things that I've liked and worn and kept forever. So it's like, you know, it is a commitment. I don't know. I feel like people don't like to do that now sometimes.
Yeah, I think especially for clothing too. Like I had
like hard... those hauls where they're like, I just spent $500 on Shein and now here's all my stuff, and then they send back half of it or
well,
you know, get
like,
rid of it.
Finding out like what brands you like and also what like brands like fit your body type and like have things in stock and are made sustainably and stuff, because you know, like, and I'm not even saying that like we can all do it all perfectly and I have it all figured out.
No, yeah,
but it's just it's nice to save up. And like I bought my first pair of Aerie leggings like 2 years ago and they were like kind of a splurge, like they were on sale, but they were like, you know, $40 or $45 or whatever. But now I know that Aerie is like my favorite brand.
There you go.
And
yeah,
I know exactly what style I like and I have like six pairs now. But again, like that's over the course of like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
like saving up and being like, okay, I'm gonna get a new pair for this trip, or you know, this pair got a hole after 2 years of wearing them.
Yeah,
so like,
not
I guess
repeating
I can afford
that.
To get
yeah.
a new one.
Yeah.
And
especially
it makes you feel
too.
Good. And also, like, I've been thinking about wanting to get, you know, more basic pieces and stuff, but also basic pieces, like, not from Walmart.
Yes,
like, basic
I was thinking,
that are
gonna, I was
like, going to
say the same thing.
Last.
Things that are going to last, because I, it's so sad. I'm okay right now, but, like, a little while ago, I needed to get a new pair of jeans. And girl, why are jeans so expensive? And I was like, I can't.
Difficult.
And it's like, you know, oh, this doesn't fit me right, or like this material isn't good and it's still really expensive. And so, you know, sometimes for stuff like that too, it's like, it sucks, but you do have to like invest in something, because I wouldn't want to spend $20 on it and then have it rip in a couple months.
And it would.
So it like
what's the, what's, we talked about this
never
before.
Feels good to open my wallet
like
that,
but like poor people stay poor because we end up buying like four pairs of $20
honestly, this is very
jeans.
Much a poor people take. I think that rich people can accumulate things of sentimental value, but I think that the reason it's a poor people take, it's
money?
Because we don't have the ability to just keep experimenting and exploring and doing
true,
like a bunch
huh?
of stuff at a fast pace that rich people do.
Well, exactly.
That's
and also the idea that like somebody, a rich person, might buy a pair of $200 boots and they last their entire lives and they never have to buy a pair of boots ever again, whereas a poor person needs to buy a pair of $20 boots every single year.
Yeah. And mama, they're not $20
either. Or it's also like they have one pair of shoes, like they have one pair of shoes for work and they have one pair of shoes for like everything else, where it's like, you know, maybe a rich person has a closet full. The thing so that's why that, they also last is because they only wear them like once every couple months.
And then the poor person ends up spending more money throughout their lifetime on clothes than a rich person does.
Because even the cheaper option isn't always that cheap.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. And also it's hard because you need like a sum of money.
Yeah.
You can't just like you have to have it like up front. Be ready to spend like $300. Right. Like, is it possible? Sure. Okay. But like, you need to think about that prematurely. Yeah. You need to make sure that you have enough in your savings.
Yeah.
Is it on your credit card? Or are we like, what are we doing? You
what know, time of year is it? Is rent due? Is it the holidays?
It's not as easy. And so you end up going for the cheaper option. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, I'm not going to be able to afford this right now.
Yeah.
Let's just buy this right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. And or buy the cheaper item right now. And then same thing happens the next, you know? Yeah.
Which is why I think poor people are so much more creative and imaginative. And
part of that is, out of a place of necessity, too. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I wish we could all just be...
I can't afford this piece of clothing, so I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Or I really need this purse, so I'm going to go look at every thrift store in the area.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, too, because I really want to start like making clothes and stuff, too, because I keep seeing stuff that I'm like, this is so beautiful and gorgeous, and it's so expensive. I think Instagram thinks I have like really expensive taste or something, because they keep showing me stuff, and I'm like, that's so cute, and then I tap on it, and they're like, okay, great, that'll be $80, and I'm like, oh, I don't got it like that. Mm-hmm. What made you think that?
There's like a TikTok trend that's like... I love watching like lower class people work or whatever, and it's people like doing like makeshift like devices or makeshift tools or whatever, just like whatever from whatever they can find in their house. I said whatever like four times.
Life hacks.
I showed Austin. Okay, I really, you know, speaking of Christmas decorations and you know, expensive stuff, blah blah blah. I've been looking at Christmas quilts because I really want to get like a king size quilt
would
to
be great.
Put on me and Austin's bed. And my parents have like a Christmas quilt that they put out every year, and I just feel like it's very homey and they last for such a long time. And I was like, so I was looking at some quilts, and I found one that I really like. And I sent it to Austin, and I was like, babe, I really like this quilt, but it's $400.
Yeah,
and he said, I'll cry if you buy that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, also, I'm not going to buy it.
I was going to say that too, because it's like a quilt is like so labor intensive too. So it's like, that's why they're so like, also like when I was looking at, like when I look at like crocheted stuff or like anything like handmade, really, anything from a small business that's handmade, it's like, it's going to be expensive because you're paying for their time, for the materials, like they're handmade, like they're not mass produced, so it's just going to cost more. And I was thinking about it because I made this sweater, like this granny square sweater that I love, and it took me forever, and like people are like, oh my god, I love that, like you should like make those and sell them. And I'm like, man, if I made these and sell these, you would have to pay me $500 up front, like, because it's so much work and it's so much time, and like it's fun and I love it, but man, I would not want to make that a business decision. And I also, like, I would never want to, like, if someone was selling something like that, I would never undercut that and say, would you sell it for less? Because look how much went into it.
I crocheted like a few, like I got into crocheting like, I don't know, the beginning of this year or something. And I crocheted granny squares back in September because I was trying to like make them for one of my friends, their birthdays, and I was like, let me make a set of four coasters.
Cute.
Oh my god, so difficult. And I've made granny squares before, like I know that they're hard. Or like they're not super hard, but they're just like, there's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
You have to remember,
and especially
what's
if you're
going
like beginning
on.
At it, it's like not muscle memory yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you have to focus each time, especially if you're changing the color of the yarn. Forget about it.
Yeah. Oh my god, girl.
So,
yeah.
Like I don't know. I made some granny squares and I brought them into work and stuff, and they're so cute. So I'm always like, oh my gosh, I should make more. And then I sit down to make more, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. It takes me like an hour to make one granny square. And is it the cutest granny square in the world? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it took so long.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous.
That too. Maybe that's the other thing too, that like, you know, poor people are not only poor in money, but also poor in time, because they got to work for stuff. And it's like, rich people can do stuff.
Yeah. and they don't even have to.
Yeah. And they don't even have to. They can pay somebody else to do it.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there's so much stuff I would do. Not that I don't want to say that I'm like so poor, because I do. I live a very privileged life. But also, you know, it's not like I'm out buying $400 boots or sweaters or quilts or anything like that. But the things that I would do with
work.
Time. Yeah, I was going to say the things I would do with
time. If I'm not at work for like 6 to 8 hours a day or whatever, I'm at home.
I'm
like,
horizontal because my back hurts.
I was going to say horizontal. Shut up. I'm at home having horizontal time to recover mentally and physically from a 6 hour to 8 hour day that I just had.
I was actually just going to bring that up too, because kind of good segue. We don't have to finish this topic, but I've been reading this book for book club that we picked. It's called One Dark Window. It's like this dark fantasy romance. Very good. I just finished it. It's amazing. But it took me a lot longer than I feel like it normally would have, just because I started like working more and like I had more like committed stuff, or like I was out at night or something, and I like didn't have that much time. So I was like, man, I feel like I've been reading this for a while. No, I just was busy. Like, yeah. I didn't have time to be leisurely.
Audiobooks.
Yeah.
I'm listening. So I have a book right now that was available on Libby, both the audiobook and the copy.
Disconnected this.
Oh, you're fine. Oh,
okay.
From over here. Yeah.
No, I was like, what? I was like, it's still plugged in. Yeah, what happened? Okay.
So I got the audiobook and the book to read on my Kindle, because I was like, why not? ¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah.
So I got both of them. So I've been reading it a little bit before going to bed and then listening to it on the drive to work. And First of all, crazy, crazy book. It's also a memoir. So I'm like, it's shocking, and it's a memoir. So like, it's crazy. And I'll tell you guys more about it. But you know, you kind of have to find other ways to enjoy things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like, would I much rather be like sitting down on my couch at home with my cats list, like reading the book? Yes. But I need to get through this book, and I also need to drive like 30 to an hour, 30 minutes to an hour every single day in my car. So like, I'm going to make do.
Yeah.
Also, and I think that's great too. Growing up, my mom used to always get us to listen to audiobooks. And of course, after it starts playing, you get into the story and it's great. And it's amazing. But I remember being like, no, don't put on an audiobook. And now here I am listening to audiobooks every damn day.
I remember, I think we had an audiobook of like the first Harry Potter book that maybe we listened to on a road trip one time when I was a kid. And that was fun. And I also remember like with the Harry Potter book specifically, my mom and brother and I like read them together. And so she would like read them to us like before bed or whatever. And it was really fun. But I remember for one of them, I like checked out the book also from like the school library so that I could read along with it. Because for me, if I'm just listening to it, I will get distracted. And so that's why I feel like in the car is good, because you're focused on driving and then you're also listening. But if I was just in my room, I don't think I would retain any information.
No, doing it in the car is really good, because you have to be focused on the road.
That makes sense.
And you're able to listen to the story, right? But you're not like,
I think I need to be able to do multiple things.
One, you should try to do it in the car.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing, listening to it by yourself, I go back all the time.
You're so
I just forgot I was listening to an audiobook.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, no, it'll be like, oh, yes. And then he went down the window. And then they're out in the volcano. Yeah. And they went down the stoop. And I'm like, I missed a whole entire page.
So that happened to me today. But there's nobody else is in the car.
You're so right.
Nobody else cares. You can go as far back as you want, as many times as you
want. That's like when I watch TV and I see something, a good scene. And I'm like, let me play that back. Let me run that shit back.
It's freeing.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I do want to watch that 5-second clip eight times in
or
a row.
Same thing, like no pressure. When I'm watching Dance Moms and I miss something, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Guess or it's like, I'm gonna skip that actually. Yeah.
Oh, guess what? I actually don't want to see the moms yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And I don't care if I go to the next show. It's just
I don't care about who got ninth place.
Yeah. Not everything needs to be so serious.
So you know? True. So, yeah. Oh, beautiful. So free.
I know.
We have a bunch of board games now.
Yes.
We could talk about that.
No, happy birthday, Rose. We've got a bunch of new board games.
We didn't even talk about my birthday.
Oh, no.
Let's start with that, and then we can talk about your new board games.
So I mentioned on the last podcast that I was throwing an Oktoberfest for my golden birthday. And so that just happened last Saturday. So it's been a little bit over a week. Actually, two Saturdays ago. And it was so much fun.
It
ended up being like so fun. And we got so many decorations for the backyard and hung up flags and banners and got tablecloths and stuff. And Thomas and Jaden came and helped out for like 6 hours.
Yeah. Like they were there the whole day.
They were there for so long. Thank you guys so much. It was such a big help. Yeah, literally. And then you still had to stay for the party.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had to work, and it was like, for some reason, the longest day of work of my life. I think probably partly because I was like, I'm going to Rose's party.
Yeah.
But also, it was just a long day.
And then the party was so long, and we took you home.
And the party
so
was long, and you took
so
me home. So yeah, it was late. But I just remember like getting all my stuff together at the end of the day when I was like leaving work, and I was like, I kind of get when like dads want to go home and sit in their recliner and like crack open a cold one and then like kind of doze. Like that kind of makes sense to me right now.
And maybe understand why it was a pain to take me to rehearsal 4 days a week. mean,
no, I get it. When you just want to kind of sit down for a bit, because sometimes at the end of the day, I go sit in my car, and it just feels so good to sit in my car, just to sit down.
Faith the other day, and I was like, Faith, I'm so sorry. I just need to go on my phone.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
She was like, no, I get it. You just got off work. I was like, please, just give me like 10 minutes.
Absolutely. No, because I do that roll
and not think about anything.
Yeah, sometimes it's like maybe I'll have a notification or two, or I'm like, I just want to see what's on Instagram right now. For just give me like 5 minutes. I get it. You have to have that unwind.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Okay, back to the party. It was so fun. We had the World Series game playing.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Worked out perfectly because my good friend Kara, shout out Kara and Trenton, they gave me a TV.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, they were giving it away, but also a kind of birthday gift.
Yeah.
So it worked out amazing. So we had the World Series game playing and we made pretzels from scratch, like learned how to make pretzels.
And they were delicious.
They were so fun to make too.
Yeah. And easy. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Thomas doesn't think they're easy. I think they're easy.
Well, they're time consuming.
Yeah. Mm. But not super hard. Holly made us beer cheese.
And so you have to make dough, you have to boil them, you have to bake them, you have to salt them. Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of steps, like, a lot of, like, tedious.
As is yeah, anything.
The neediest of the bakery items.
And we had kegs and chocolate cake, and we played games, and there were prizes for the games. So it ended up being just such a fun time, and so many lovely people. All of my besties were there. And everybody, I think, did a really good job of dressing up.
Yeah, like, I was happy about that. I feel like most everyone was dressed up.
And, like, mostly everybody had something of the sort, like something similar or a floofy, ruffled shirt.
Shout out Holly. I really liked what Holly was wearing.
Well, I told her, very cute. Like, you don't have to wear, like, don't buy a new outfit. Wear something from your Ren Faire
closet.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she goes to the Ren Faire every year and, like, already has that stuff.
Every week.
Yeah, easy.
Every week. Every week of every year.
Period.
So she just pulled from that.
Awesome.
And, like, yeah, I don't know. I just thought everybody did such a good job. And I just loved it. I loved hanging out with my friends, and we played games, and everybody had such a good time. And
are burgers also German, or is it just hot dogs?
It wasn't hot dogs. It was
bratwurst.
Yeah, but hot dogs are, like...
But hamburgers from Hamburg?
Is that German?
Holly, there's a... Mm-hmm. You're not Holly. Faith, there's a black cat outside.
Oh my gosh, yes. You guys, podcast listeners, listen up. There is a black cat that looks almost exactly like Toby, and he comes by every now and then, and every time I see him, I'm like, how did he get out? And then I'm like, no, it's not Toby.
I saw a cat, and I was like, there's not supposed to be
there's
a cat
also,
outside.
There's like a little white cat that has been coming around, and like he's very chatty. Like, he was sitting on the porch one time when we came home, and he just started yelling, like he was waiting for us.
Yelling.
He was like, wow. And so he was like very nice, very sweet. But we were like, I'm sorry, it's a full house, babe.
Yeah.
You can't come in.
My neighbor has a black cat with a little like pop
white
of
babe.
White
cute.
On his chest. And his name's Charlie. And he's been so nice to us. And like every time we see him in the front yard, he just walks straight up to us.
That's
and lets
so
us pet
cute.
Him. And I just love a friendly cat.
I love a friendly cat.
And I feel
cat.
Like my cats are so friendly. Whenever somebody walks into the door, they run to the door to see what's happening and who's there. Also sometimes to run outside.
Yeah.
But mostly to greet whoever's coming in. And I just love having outgoing cats. I'm like, they get it from their mom.
Yeah. Tabby always greets us at the door. Like when we come home, he always runs up
so
to say
sweet.
Hello. But also if people are coming over, all my cats scatter like... Death is coming for them. Like, death is at their door. And I'm like, you guys are literally fine. You've never known fear a day in your life, and you're fine.
You're all good.
You're all good.
Was I going to say anything else about my party? It was just super fun, and I love you guys, and let's do
games,
it again.
And then you got games, and now we're going to talk about your
board
games.
Oh, yeah, the games.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I put a lot of board games on my list this year because obviously obsessed with board games, but there were a few that I've wanted that are a little bit expensive. Some board games now are like $40, $50, $60.
Yeah.
So it's not just stuff I can buy at the
board games are the price that video games used to be, and now video games are the price of like a new car,
a computer.
Video games
video
are
games are
the price of the what's the
console?
Console. Thank you. Yeah. I was gonna say platform. I was like, what are we talking about?
No, literally.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
Because Game Boys were probably what were they like $100 when they first came out or something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
I was looking at new games for my Switch like a while ago to like see to like get a new game, and I was like, why is everything $60?
Yeah, $60 to $80.
Yeah.
The newest like big games.
Because I really want the new Mario Bros.
Up there.
Game.
Yeah,
and it's $70.
The new Mario games are always so expensive.
So
but they're
expensive.
So good. And they're so worth it, and I love them.
They're great.
Okay, so sorry. So we got new board games. So, actually, Thomas got me Ticket to Ride, the U.S. map.
Yeah.
And my coworker Garrett got me Ticket to Ride, the Europe map.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to have two different maps.
That's funny. That'll be,
like, tricky. We should try that. Because also we played it for the first time, like, last week, right? And it was so fun. I was like, I don't know how we're going to do because we've never played this before. Yeah. But we learned... I don't think it was, like, too hard to pick up. Like, in the beginning, I felt like there was a lot, but then Thomas looked up a video, like, the genius he is, and then I was like, oh, I got it.
And I was like, 3-minute video, quick.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Learner.
Yeah, visual learner. That part. But I felt like that made a lot of sense. That's how it was always really is fun. Learning a game.
I
and it's
like
it's a railway map, like you build railways and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's, you build railways, railways.
Because I had never, I wasn't familiar with it before we played it either.
Yeah, I'd only, like, heard of it. I've never seen anybody play it or anything. But it was really fun, and I'm excited for next time. I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
I feel like, I was going to say, I feel like Ticket to Ride, I've heard of in, like, connection with, like, Catan and, like, Pandemic.
Like,
and
the
popular board gamer's board game.
Yeah. Your favorite board gamer's favorite board game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you. I'm very excited. We're going to play this game today called Wavelengths. And I'm very excited because my friend Pluto has it, and we've played it, like, a couple of times, and it's so fun. Like, I feel like we've never – we did play it for, like, a good amount of time, like, one time, but I feel like I want to, like, get into it and, like, really see if it – because I do feel like – I mean, the name of it is called Wavelengths, but, like, you really got to – it's like, what do you think the other person's going to say?
Yeah.
And you try to, like, match up, like, what you're going to guess. And so I'm very excited to see how that
and
one plays
my,
out.
Okay. I think my grandma got me that one, and then my sister got me Hughes and Cues.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I also want
to
play that.
Also kind of like having to get into the
people,
other person's
mind. Yes.
Like, okay, like I think I know
you
what
you have to describe
is,
it in a way.
Thomas think this
color is. It's like code names too. It's
like if Thomas said like Glinda Pink, I'd be like, oh shit. I gotta really think about this one.
I feel like you were saying that it was like probably gonna be like not a long lasting game that we'd probably get tired of it because it's just colors and guessing.
That's what I thought at first, but now I'm excited about it.
I think TikToks of people saying like very not obscure, but like
eye-opening
vague like descriptions of what they're trying to guess and really trying to
like
get people
super uber specific of like one time when we went to this thing and we saw that shirt I feel like it's gonna be fun also just because I feel like we spend so much time together and like also we enjoy each other's company and we're very funny so
speak
I just think
I was like right sure
I am actually I think it should be understood that I'm always speaking but I think that it's gonna be a good time because if we're trying to get each other to guess something I think it's gonna be a fun time to see how that's gonna play
out. Also I think with Catan we have played that game probably hundreds of times at this point. There's, I don't know, it's a lot of times and we've like not tweaked it but like kind of done things that work better for us like we tend to like roll the dice at the end of the term we tend to like you know
the
build
term.
At the end of the term
election term
at the end of the four-year term
when I'm done with my term I roll my dice
like, when I'm done with my semesters when I'm in my third trimester
you know I was almost gonna let that go too and I was like, I can't.
I was like, anyway, so let me finish my sentence. And then you came in with that one.
Thank you.
Really good stuff. Well, anyways, when I was done with my third try, we roll out the dice.
Yep.
Or we like to switch out the robber for like a funny little sunny angel or something. So I also think that we find ways to like make the game like more fun or like work for us or like use different pieces and stuff. So I also think as we like play these games more and get to know them more, we can be like, oh my gosh, Ticket to Ride is so much easier if we do this.
Yeah, we'll get into
or
our
it's
own
easier
thing,
to like draw this force first or we know what we're doing when we block people. You know, so I also think we have to get comfortable with the game. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people play Catan like once or twice in their lives at a party or something and then never think about it again.
Yeah, well, I remember the first time we tried to play, I think we set up the board and then we didn't even play. And I was like not even vibing. I was like, I don't want to play this game. I just want to hang out.
We set up the board game in my motorhome and then I didn't have the directions.
Oh.
And then nobody was interested in like looking it up. You were. Thomas was, I think. But I mean, also I was just like, everybody sit down. And and I was so excited and nobody else cared.
I think mostly I just wanted to chat that day.
I know.
I
think
know.
We all did
but
too.
Then,
I think I was just excited.
Yeah, but then when you guys taught me that one day and then we played it like the first couple times, I was like, oh, I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah.
I actually don't want to do anything else.
And then we went home and I was like, guys, I'm thinking about Catan.
No,
strategy.
Literally.
Also, it's so good to have some party games like Hues and Cues and then also have some like games, like strategy games where you have to like sit down and really like pay attention.
Yeah,
something
I think it's
that
really good.
Like over time you get better even.
Yes.
Versus something that's just like a party game. Like, oh, everyone's here. Let's play Hues and Cues real quick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because like, I feel like in Catan too, I've also like shifted my priorities because I feel like I started out really good and then I was really bad. And then I was also trying to fight Rose for longest road every time. And that just sabotaged me because I would never get it.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on building cities. Yeah. And then I do better when
yeah.
I do that.
Yeah,
so
I feel
I'm like,
I
have to focus
have
on different
to
things.
See what the game, where the game takes me.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, a different game might have a different strategy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ugh, love Catan.
I found out the other day that one of my coworkers plays Sudoku.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You said it right.
I got, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, shut up.
Oh my God.
I was like, wait, New York Times? Or like, what app? Like, what are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. What,
I was like, and
what
level
get into
did you choose?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's
and,
your,
like, and what,
what's
and
your
how
choice?
Long did it take? Yeah. Like, I was so, I asked
I
her like
that.
10 questions and she was like, why are you so excited
oh my
about
God.
My game?
Because
and I'm like, you don't
so
get it. Like,
fun.
I'm also a gamer.
Guys, I will never get over when we were on Rose's bachelorette trip and we did an escape room and it was so much fun. First of all, the three of us have to do an escape room because
I can't
need
believe we
to go back
yet.
And do an escape room because it's
yeah,
so
why
fun.
We?
Why
is it expensive?
Three?
How much
do
they normally
do
cost?
Not think, that much.
Like
I feel like it was 30? 30 when we went.
That's
that
not bad.
Time.
30,
yeah.
And
then we went back the next day because we had so much fun. But the one that we did, it was so much fun. And then the reason that we were able to like win and like do it is because I played Sudoku and I solved the Sudoku puzzle and then we got the code to like get the key or whatever
and I was like,
no way this is gonna come in handy.
And that was when I had just
you had like
Faith.
Just got me into
like
it
like a few weeks before right
because
like,
we've been talking about crossword puzzles because also crossword puzzles
I was
fun.
Getting into crossword puzzles and then I was like Faith do you ever play this
and I was like
said,
I'm always scared I feel like
what?
I don't think about it because it's like one is words one is math
and I was like girl no
and she's like no it's easy
I was like you don't I was
no,
like
you don't get it
we were
in line
at Disneyland
we were in line for Alice in Wonderland
we were literally in line at Disneyland and I was like let me tell you
and you were like let me
girl.
Show you a whole new world
no, let me welcome you
yeah
and then Faith brought me back a Sudoku book from Japan
I did yes
yeah I love Sudoku I'm more of a word search girl though
see
word
I love
search.
Word, word search
I used to do those at restaurants all the time
search. Yeah
me personally I feel like
the holiday
those
one.
Are harder for me I think when words are scrambled
they're harder for you
I feel like I was gonna say that's like the easiest
that's
of the
what I was
three
say.
I don't think it's hard I think that my focus I don't like it
that's so funny
yeah.
That's interesting.
I think just because I think you know the other ones like I love word games like when we play like Boggle or like when we do the iMessage all
love
the iMessage
me
word games
Boggle.
I love those but I think the anagrams one is really hard for me like word scrambles are harder for me because it's like if I see it in this order it's like I can't picture it any other way.
We're not talking about unscrambled.
No, I know.
Okay,
but
okay,
like even
saying,
in a word search, just having
where
all
the
letters there, where
it's hard
like,
to
I
find
have,
the right.
It's hard to find the right order.
I mean,
it's like I have
like,
to go letter by letter and like look at every single one around the thing and like every single one around
that's
and like
fair.
See what direction. And I just feel like it doesn't come
fine.
Naturally
you don't have
to me.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
You do what you want, girl.
Thank you.
We're all different gamers. You could play Scrabble,
but we're also all uncommon gamers because you know what we're gonna do today.
Yeah.
Game
Stardew.
Oh yeah. Forgetting already.
Sorry.
I just want to talk a little bit more about
Pin.
Okay. Yes,
we'll come back to
back to that. I just saw a TikTok about this. I don't know a lot of information about it, but you let me know if you guys have heard anything. I heard that the like data engineers or like the game engineers in the New York Times that make like the New York Times games every day, the software engineers. There we go. I said game engineers. What did I say?
Sure.
They're
that. They're
asking people to not play the games right now because they're in a dispute with like the
are they
bosses.
Like striking
so they're talking like they've been asking for better working conditions and like they said like starting today the day like the election is going on because of how important their work is going to be tomorrow with all the coverage and everything maybe it's all New York Times not just the games now that I'm thinking of it
okay
but yeah we're supposed to strike
okay great
and not
boycott.
Engage with that boycott we're not striking
we're us personally
we could try
don't go to work
we could probably join in but
we're supposed to boycott the New York Times until they get better working conditions
okay great
stuff,
I actually haven't been tapped into my
I had
New
it until
times.
My friend brought up Sudoku the other day I was like oh my gosh you okay and I'm
I
back
know.
And
yeah.
like that
and
we're
back yeah okay great so once they get their conditions backed up and
then
everything,
we can join back
then
in.
We can we,
also
I can
I'll
hop
look
back
up another article about it because I saw one TikTok
okay
so let me like double check but just be aware.
I love that. Okay.
Okay. Coming back to Stardew Valley.
Yes.
Faith or Thomas, who wants to bring us in?
What's there to say?
What's going on? Why are we excited?
The new update dropped on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for this one, you guys.
Faith's been counting down the days.
I've been counting it down. As soon as I saw that it was November 4th, I was like, guys, we are doing nothing but this all day. I'm so excited. I just logged on to one of my other farms and I don't know what I thought before, but I do think it, like, the update is applying to all the saves, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought we'd have to start new for it all to apply.
Which,
no, because I just opened up my farm that I had individually.
No, I'm saying you're correct. It is across all exchanges.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is why somebody said that if you're thinking about starting a new farm, you should, because then you unlock the new items as you go instead of all at once.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think that's going to be fun. So I'm excited for us to start a new farm.
That's what we decided, because apparently it's more fun that way and you get to unlock more things.
I think so,
you know?
Too.
And we got like a little practice farm, and now we can actually go into it and be like, okay, we're getting this done. We know how to like
progress. Yeah, I feel like last time I mean, it was my first time ever playing Stardew, so I feel like I was like getting my first understanding of the game while we were trying to like build this mega farm.
Yeah, we were grinding for a while.
We were, but I feel like I wasn't into it as much as you guys were, especially with like tasks and quests and talking to people.
Oh,
and
I loved it.
Yeah. So I feel like going into this next farm, that's like I need to like stay on top
of
my quests.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna like make sure that I'm like my priorities are straight. Yeah.
Engage with the community.
Yeah, no, that's so real.
I think a big thing of it too.
Talking to people is the one thing I do the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of make you do it. They make you do it at the beginning and then you lose track of them. And after that, and it's never.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I've talked to Pam every single day, but I haven't talked to whoever I want to date next
week.
Like,
literally.
Yeah, I'm like, why is Gus my best friend?
What was it that you said?
Building a new farm, you're unlocking
grinding,
things.
Unlocking
things. I
want to
talk
go.
More to the people.
Oh, and we should. I think a big part of trying to like get out there and do it the way the game wants you to do it is actually focusing on your skills and trying to get them all to 10, like little by little.
Yeah.
You know,
and your skills go higher now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
and there's
a special
items,
thing where it's like the fairies. Mm-hmm. You want to get a fairy,
mm-hmm.
and you can have more.
I was
pets
gonna say
now.
Like new tools
pets.
When you like.
More
level
tools.
Up, yeah.
Oh, I did see that you can level up, or you can like upgrade the pan, the
mm-hmm.
your gold pan
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for that because I am sick of just getting copper ores and coal every day. Give me something fun.
Yeah.
I also saw that like now mayonnaise can be like gold star, like they can have star different star qualities and like the wine
and
stuff
is
like different colors.
And you could drink the mayonnaise too now. Or were you always able to?
No, I saw that.
No, because
okay.
you could drink with the void. Only the void one is the one you could do before, but it would get rid of like 50
Got
energy
it.
Or something. So now I guess all of them will provide energy. That's nice.
Yeah.
You can also put like really special fish into ponds now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do that before.
Yeah, you can't. So you can do that now.
Okay.
And the pond color is like a different... The pond water color is a different color for what like fancy
cute.
Fish it is.
Oh my gosh,
so you can
so
put
fun.
Like red and green and blue ponds all around the farm and stuff, which
that's
is
so
really
fun.
Cute.
I'm really excited for the new festivals.
Me too.
I'm very excited.
So basically just this game that we love and have worked really hard at got a very
huge update
with so many upgrades and new characters and animals and festivals.
There's new crops. There's
we're just so excited.
I'm very excited.
Also, something that I was going to say, just to loop it back in, is one of the journal entries where you talked about things that made you happy as a child that like maybe you don't have as much time for now. One of mine was like video games.
Yeah.
I was like, I got a Game Boy when I was very young. My grandma gave it to me for Christmas. And I feel like I played so many games on that. And then I got a DS Lite. And then I got my iPod. And I feel like video games, like no matter how like... dumb or complex they are, it's like it's fun and it feels productive to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like it's not like I'm sitting down and watching
you're
a movie or
something.
I'm like doing this for like 3 hours. It's like I'm like working towards like this fun goal
and
it's like relaxing and it's like making me feel good.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that kind of maybe took away some of it, because I feel like there's maybe like a level of like not even shame, but just feeling like, oh, my time could have been better spent doing something else, or it would be more educational or better for me, or I would feel more productive had I been like reading or doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that made me feel really good.
Good.
Like assured me like you actually are like are allowed to like play video games for an hour
and
if it makes
fun.
You happy.
Absolutely.
And you want to like relax in bed and it's like fun to have a farm and you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was really cool. Cause
and
like
depending
I,
on the
I've
game
never,
it
like,
really like works out your brain too.
Exactly. Yeah. Well that's what I'm saying is there's so many like mini games inside or also like
we need to get back
Sudoku.
On our Overcooked grind low key because that one really works on everything.
No, literally. And like Sudoku
it's so
is
crazy.
Like also a game, but it's so good for your
brain. No, yeah. The way that I am going to be so absolutely locked in, even when I'm 90 years old, because I play so much Sudoku and I do word searches and my brain, she exercised.
She exercised.
You know?
Good.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing about same coin other side of the video game thing for you. I feel like I like did not play a lot of video games when I was a kid because like we didn't have a console and like my brother would like play at like his friends' houses and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I think I was just doing like other things. But now I'm like, oh, I love video games. Like I love finding a new game that I really want to grind on and like, yeah, come home from work and have horizontal time and like play on my Switch.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. And like I also remember when I first got like I remember when we were kids, I think we were like probably in middle school, but Peter and I got iPod Touches for Christmas, which was very exciting because yes. we could do music and like everything, but also I could get so many games on it. And so I was playing all kinds of games, and playing games on my phone was also just like a new thing for me. And I was very excited. It was like my first access to like whatever kind of game I wanted to play. And so I feel like now, like, even, you know, especially like if I'm traveling and like I don't have Wi-Fi or something, I have a few games on my phone, and I'm like, there's this one, you guys know Two Dots? And it's like that little connected dots thing. Love it.
Love it.
I've been playing that like since it has been out.
I used to play Candy Crush like...
Yeah.
Like I would play on my grandma's iPad. I mean,
absolutely.
Like, you know what I used to play? 500.
Pocket Frogs. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever play Pocket Frogs?
Yes.
That was absolutely it for me.
Yes, I was in it.
But especially for Dots too. Because there was Dots and then there's also Two Dots. So there were two different games too. But Two Dots I have right now. And like I've been kind of like working through it. And... they've expanded so much, like all the stuff that they have in there, like it's actually crazy.
Wow.
But they also have these little scavenger hunts that are so cute, where it'll have like little items and like the art is so cute and it's just really fun. And the thing is, you can only go so far because they do have like a whole like virtual money that you buy with real money kind of like system. So it's like I only do all the free stuff because it's like, no, I don't.
Yeah, see, that makes
like
so
I support you, the developers, love you so much, but I don't want to.
They
pay.
Fell off.
Yeah, what?
The phone app games fell off when it came to.
Yeah,
in-app
purchases.
Ads and in-app purchases.
Ads and in-app purchases have killed
especially
a lot of
like
games
if it's
on
not
your phone.
Like a simple game.
The
Sudoku, you can play like a full game with not an ad because it's like you'll get an ad like when the next game is loading or whatever.
Yeah.
But for games that are like very interactive where you're doing
absolutely.
A lot, it's like
with
you
Dots,
can't get
like,
very far.
Yeah, with Dots, like for the most part, it's like you can get through it and it's okay, but like they pop up like all the new things that they've added, or if like a new path has opened up, you get like a bunch of pop-up things, which is like hard because it's like I just want to go to the main map.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to get through all this. And then also they'll be like, oh, we'll give you a boost if you watch this ad, or it's like, oh, if you want to like continue,
like, okay, well,
watch
obviously
this ad.
Show me
like,
the ad then.
Yeah. And then it's like annoying because I'm like, I actually don't want to watch this ad. I just want to play this game. Or like on Duolingo too.
Which
like,
is
you have the
why
free version,
honestly
they,
having a console
and
like putting energy into these games is very rewarding because it's like I did my waiting 15 years of it in Ask Me. Like, I spent my money at Target already. Like,
I spent that money.
Like,
exactly.
You know?
I paid for it.
That's
kind of
like the
it,
joy and
yeah.
the like specialness yeah. about having like a console and stuff and
that
working
is
in those games is like, I put energy and time
I would
and
agree.
Money into
I
this.
Really,
you know?
I just feel like we've been, I think all of us too, like we've just have like good outlets for like fun stuff outside of just like scrolling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like we're playing games. Like, we're playing games on our phones. Mm-hmm. We're playing games on our Switches. We're playing board
games.
We're listening
to
music.
We're
podcasting. We're going out. We're scrapbooking. We're journaling. We're crafting.
Writing,
I have
reading,
a huge picture. I have a picture of, like, Rose and I had been at my house for, like, 5 minutes. And then the entire dining table was full of our junk
covered.
Of, like, scrapbooking. And then also, like, reading. I have to say, our book club has been bringing me so much joy.
I
really
like
do
like
love it.
I feel like it's, like, most important and like special things. I'm like, this book club, it's like there's like 5 or 6 of us.
No,
like,
yeah,
it's not a huge group. And I always tell people, I'm like, oh, this is my sister and this is my best friend and this is
my
cousin.
And like,
yeah, these are all the people that I would hang out anyway.
Yeah,
with anyway.
But we get to read, but, and it's really fun too because one thing about also like consuming media at all, like when I watch TV or like when I do whatever, I do want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. And so, like, I was telling actually my friend Grace at work too about this book, and I'm going to loan it to her. If you don't get it on Libby, I'll loan it to you, and then I'll loan it to her too. Because I was like, you have to read this, actually. It's great. And I really wanted to, tell her everything. I wanted to, like, read her things that, like, I thought were so good. But I was like, no, I can't, because you have to read it and experience it. But I can't wait to talk about it.
That's why I love telling Austin everything.
Yes.
I'm like, I finished
He's
this
your
book.
Captive audience.
Can I tell you about this?
Yes, can I tell you the entire... I held my parents hostage after we finished that terrible book that I picked for book club last month. I held them hostage in the kitchen and I explained them the entire plot because I was like, it was so dumb and I hated it. And I was like, you guys have to know every single thing that happened in it.
But
because...
yeah, it's just so fun. And I encourage everybody here to start a book club, even if it's just you and one other person or you and two other people. Like, it's so fun.
It's
and also,
so
you
fun.
Can take it at whatever pace you want. You can read any book you want. You can meet however often or not often as you want. Like,
yeah.
It's
There's no
really
rules.
Do it whatever you want. Like, just I just like I'd encourage you to read a book with your friend.
And I think it's fun to like have hobbies that you also like share with other people too. Like, I love that we all play games together. Like, it's so much fun, because it would be fun if I was just playing like video games by myself, but it's so fun that we get together and we play Catan like a couple times a week. Like, it's so fun that we get like together and we have Dutch Blitz on us at all times. Like,
that's also a big like thing, how friends and friendships and relationships form is over shared interests. You know, it's like, that's how you meet.
I'm getting emotional.
Like, it's so important, and I feel like a lot of people don't have that, and that's so important, and that's or why like, I like really believe in and am thankful for the fact that I was put in like sports and activities and you know, like groups when I was younger, and I feel like that's something that I would continue when I have children. But it's like that you have shared interests and a shared love with people, and a lot of like for us, practice and rehearsal went into like musical theater.
Yeah, totally.
Where like this like lifetime friendship came from, and we all love games, and we also love musical theater, and we also talk a lot, so we have a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like it's yeah, it's really important, and it's healthy and beautiful.
Yeah. And really wonderful, and I love it. And you know what else? Going back to what we brought up earlier was Pokemon Go. First of all, Pokemon Go.
We got Nathan to Pokemon Go last week after we played Ticket to Ride.
That's right. Well, because I was talking about it because I've been playing Pokemon Sword, and I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. I think I've mentioned it too here, but right now I'm still about to do the Water Gym badge because I'm still leveling up my Grass and Electric type Pokemons because they're all little babies and they can't fight anybody yet, but I need them. I need them to do the work for me. But it was so fun, and I love Pokemon. And I, you know, like I watched that cartoon growing up, and like I had Pokemon cards. Never played the game because I just thought the cards were fun.
Yes, of course.
And like Peter had like a binder of stuff.
My brother had Yu-Gi-Oh.
My brother also had Yu-Gi-Oh. We also watched Yu-Gi-Oh and had Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I was a Yu-Gi-Oh family.
Yeah.
Did you grow up Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh? Yeah.
Well, my dad's side of the family was Yu-Gi-Oh. My mom's
right. Oh, the wedding was a disaster. Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it ended very early.
It ended in a battle.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, but it was very fun. And so I feel like it's fun to also get back into stuff that you know, liked as a kid in like new versions. Because I was saying, and I know that we all know this, because Pokemon Go really has had a moment. But it's just so clever. It continues to. Because
Pokemon
it really is
Go
so
to the polls.
But it's so clever that it's a game that is based in you like getting out and like connecting with your community and like other people and like walking and
they really did something with that.
They really did something with that, because it's like, yeah, you can't play that game if you're not going out and about.
They came up with Pokemon Go before Yu-Gi-Oh Go.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh Go.
Yu-Gi-Go. We got Pokemon Go before GTA 6.
Yeah. I love those memes.
They're really funny to me. Yeah. But yeah, I just think it's so fun. And so the other day too, I texted Rose and Thomas, but
when you were on your walk in the neighborhood.
I had such a great day, and that was when I was on my walk in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But I also just felt so connected. Like, I stopped by when I went with Rose and Thomas, because we just decided that day, we were like, let's download it now after Ticket to Ride.
We all went out. We went out.
Yeah, we went out in my backyard and like found Pokemon, and like we walked up the street and back, and like it was just so much fun. And then like I got to do it on my own too, which was really nice. But I did think that it was fun that like we walked up and like I went to a little free library that was like up the street, and I got a book that I'd been wanting to read out of there. And like the other day when I was on my walk, there's another one that's shaped like Snoopy's doghouse, and he's sitting on top of it, which is so cute.
Is that one down there?
Yeah, it's around the back of this block. Yeah. And I also got a copy of Twelfth Night by Shakespeare, which I kind of wanted to read. And so I was like, this is a cute little copy, and it's got the footnotes and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh, love my neighborhood. Love Pokemon Go. That's
I was going to say something I forgot. One of the things I was going to say earlier is that when I used to babysit, you know, how little kids are like, do you have any games on your phone? The girl that I babysit would literally used to come up to me and ask me that. And I was like, you have no idea how funny you're being right now. And also, yes, I have a lot of games.
You have no idea how good this is.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Sudoku on easy, medium, or hard.
And she was like, oh, I meant like Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Literally.
She's four.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, that is so fun, though. You know what game I really... The two, my like top two in like eighth grade or something, Temple Run. Temple Run. Oh, also Doodle Jump. But my other main one was this one called Tiny Wings. Did you guys ever play Tiny Wings?
No.
It's like this cute, I will show you because I think you guys would like it. But it's this little tiny bird, and she goes on a little day trip, it's like a hilly little like... it's like a progress thing, so it's like you finish one island and then you like jump to the next one, but you have to like slide through like all the hills and like
I've
she flies and it's really fun. And so there's a lot of like different like achievements or whatever. So it's like, oh, like make sure you collect this many coins or like get to this island before the day ends or something. But I've been doing that, like working on it, grinding on it, like since middle school. I'm so serious. And there's one where it's like, if you do like three really good slides, you get like, you're in fever mode. And you had to go through the entire fourth island on fever mode. And that was one of the achievements. And I could never get it. And I got it, you guys.
Damn.
I got it. And this I got all the achievements.
You were playing this game during the same time as like Temple Run and...
Yeah. And it's been, and it's also been like updated and there's like more new stuff on there. And it's really cute and I love it.
We all remember Flappy Bird.
Yeah. Oh my god!
So this
Do
was like
I remember?
The
Do
golden
I remember
age.
The freaking that guy was. He was like, "I'm taking it," and people were selling iPhones with Flappy Bird downloader for like $1,000.
Like a fever dream. Another thing that feels like a fever dream is me being at the midnight premiere of one of the Hunger Games movies, and I was.
I saw all
at,
those movies in theaters. Yeah.
Oh yeah, at midnight. I was like, "Yeah, I was up till midnight last night at the movie premiere." And I remember I was like, oh, my mom's so cool for letting me stay up until midnight and I just get to go to this premiere. Also, now that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
We just go see the movie and like they don't even, they have about
like
9 p.m.
No, literally.
But I remember being at one of the Hunger Game movie premieres. I think it was either the first one or Catching Fire. And I was sitting at the front of the line playing Temple Run on my iPad, like my mom's
iPad.
And
that's so funny.
I beat my record and I got like 9 million or something. And I just remember I'm like, well, this is the best day of my
life.
This is
the best day ever.
I
That's
beat
incredible.
My high score on Temple Run. I was like, nobody would have believed me if it didn't just happen.
Yes.
And now I'm about to go see The Hunger Games.
I love that for you.
I know. It was beautiful.
I did really get into Pocket Frogs. And I did play that on an iPad because my grandparents had an iPad. And so I would like play it at their house like when I came over. And it was so much fun because you could make different colors and you could decorate their little ponds.
I know.
So
you could get the babies.
You get the baby frogs. And another one, I feel like this one was like in high school sometime. But did you guys ever play, it was like Neko Atsume, it was like Kitty Collector or something,
yes.
With like, I loved it. Mm. And you could put the food out and get different toys.
Yep.
Take all the pictures of all the different ones that visited
cafe.
You.
Yeah. Neko Atsume.
Yeah.
Gotta get that back.
I know. I re-downloaded it and I haven't
really?
Even. Yeah.
Oh my god. We gotta go through our game folders.
We gotta. All right.
Okay.
We should probably wrap this
up. I know. Okay. We've been chatting. We've been gabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
so
yeah.
Flapping.
We're going to go play Flappy Bird.
Anyways.
And
we're
going to
go play Temple
Yap.
Run.
Gonna
and
play,
cut the rope.
Cut the rope!
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to do Doodle Jump. I don't know about
I tried
y'all.
To play that at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
When I went
they also
recently.
Have Fruit Ninja there, huh? Fruit
yes.
Ninja too.
I really
remember
like,
when
oh,
we went
Fruit
to the arcade
Ninja.
And played Doodle Jump?
That's what she just said.
Yes.
No, but you
well, Doodle Jump,
different.
But also Cut the Rope.
Yeah.
But it was so annoying because the first one is like the one where you cut it and it just gets all three stars right there. And then the next one is like so hard. So it was kind of.
Bogus.
They were kind of robbing you, yeah.
Yeah.
But I
Crossy
love...
Road?
Crossy
yeah.
Road!
The second,
sorry,
I feel like,
screaming.
Big jump in games were was when it was like 2048 and like balls. And do you remember that in high school?
2048?
I'm re-downloading that. I'm re-downloading that right now.
Did you guys do the glitch on balls?
Yes.
Where you
I
just
tried,
get it to
yeah.
I got it.
You got it?
I got it. I got that thing going and then I was like, this is whack. I just beat the game.
No, I was gonna say, I think I was trying to do it and then I was like, wait, I actually want to play the game.
No, I found the glitch and I let that
right.
baby run.
Right.
I did
I
like, yeah,
go.
The one where you, yeah. Oh, that was
anyways,
fun.
Hey, we
anyway.
Clearly have to go re-download some apps.
Yeah, so we're gonna get, we gotta get some work to do.
So
I only have like Pokemon Go and Mario Kart right now on my phone.
Okay, we'll go open up the app store, babe.
And Dress to Impress.
Okay,
awesome.
Guys, we gotta go. We're just gonna keep talking if we don't stop.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we do have to quit.
We love
it's
you
been so lovely.
So much.
Love you.
Thank you, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Love you guys.
Bye.